السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Today for our class, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 116. And alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah, we are going to complete Surah Al-Ma'idah. And inshallah, the lesson today will be until ayah number 120, which is the end of the surah, alhamdulillah. May Allah allow us to retain whatever it is that we have learned from the surahs that we have covered so far. And may He allow us to complete the Quran in this manner and allow us to act on the knowledge that we have gathered from learning the surahs that we've covered so far, inshallah. So we will start first with the recitation of these verses and then inshallah look at the analysis. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along, we will start reciting from ayah number 116. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير. So inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah 116 until the end of the surah, ayah number 120. Inshallah, let's go back to ayah 116 and look at the analysis of these verses. Again, because we did just cover the topic of mudud, we are going to try to focus on the meds, but we will cover overall all of the lessons that we have done so far in our theory portion. So again, just keep an eye out for the mudud. We are going to try to identify the mad if it is either a 2 count or a 4 to 5 count or a 6 count. We are also going to see if we can identify the name of the mad. If you like, you can use a pencil and write down the number of the mudud as we cover them. So you can write down either a 2 or a 4 or a 6 underneath. This will just help you keep track of the mudud. And if you are still kind of having trouble knowing as you are reciting how long you are supposed to pull this med for, having that number underneath really does help a lot. That way you don't have to focus so much on thinking about how long is this med, what type of med is this. As you are reciting, you already kind of have that cheat sheet underneath. You have the number written down, so you can easily look at that, and it will also help you speed up your recitation a little bit because it's one less thing that you have to think about. This is the same for all of the rules that we cover so far. We did mention in the beginning of the class, if there was like a heavy letter, you could write down an H underneath. There's also like Gunna, you can write down a G. For Idhar, you can write down an I. Whatever symbolisms you would like to use, you can write these down as we go. And this is really, really helpful in the beginning if you are still struggling with tajweed and fluency in recitation. So sometimes it may be that you are able to recite, but you feel that when you are focusing on the tajweed, your recitation is not as smooth or is not as fluent, or you are not able to recite as fast. Like, it takes you a very long time because you are focusing so much on tajweed. So in the beginning, if you are feeling like that, then writing these things down is going to make your fluency so much better. And you can do this in the beginning, and then inshallah, there will come a time that this will become so inherent to you that you don't even need these symbols underneath. As you are reciting, it will just automatically come to you. And when you have recited a lot of the Quran, you don't even need to think about what is going to come next. So in the case of a lot of the mudud, normally we will look at a 4-count mad and we will see that the letter after is Hamza, therefore it's going to be 4 counts. But many times you become so fluent in recitation that you don't even have to think about what comes after. You automatically know that this is a 4-count med, or this word always has a med. So things like this, you start to realize, and you don't really need the symbols after that. But if you are having difficulty, this is a very good technique to kind of build up your fluency if you want to speed up your recitation while also kind of adding in all those rules of tajweed. You don't want to stop on every word and like analyze, or you don't have the time to analyze. So for example, if you are trying to recite, maybe in Salah, sometimes you don't have the Quran in front of you. So even in these cases, when you do have it under writing, this will also help your fluency and the speed as well. So if you do find that, you know, it's a little bit difficult, maybe you're not able to remember the rules, maybe you have to think about it too much, if you write it down, this does help. So especially now, the thing that's most important for me usually is the heavy letters. So I always have H written down. This helps you kind of, you know if it's heavy or light, make that switch from heavy to light. And then also something very important is the mudud. So just writing down 2, 4, or 6 will also really help your fluency as well. So inshallah, if this does seem like something that would help you, you can go ahead and do that as we cover the analysis of these ayat. So inshallah, let's go ahead and start from ayah 116. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال الله قاف here is going to be heavy. This is a 2-count heavy med. قَا and then لَلَّهِ name of Allah here is also heavy because the letter before has a fatha. So you can write an H underneath the قَاف and under the name of Allah. يَا عِيسَى يَا is a 2-count med. عِي is a 2-count med. And then here سَا is connected with بَا سَبَنَا. So here, ba is a letter of qalqala. You can write a little q underneath if you like. This is going to have a little bit of that bounce. It is part of qutub jad, which are the qalqala letters. So it will have a little bit of bounce. Ya, ri, sabana. Make sure ya is 2 counts, ri is 2 counts, and then sabana. Connect ba with the qalqala. Maryama, ra here is going to be heavy. The letter before has a fatha, so therefore this is a heavy ra. In this case, you can write an h underneath. Anta. Here, Hamza comes twice. We are going to make sure the Hamza is very sharp and from the lower throat. Okay, there's Hamza coming twice. We don't want to turn this into a letter of the Jawf. Okay, we are not going to say Anta. Anta. Okay, make sure it's a very sharp Hamza sound. A-A. So make sure it has a very sharp Hamza sound so you can hear both of these. A-Anta. أأنت. قلت قاف here is going to be heavy. للناسي ناسي, this is a two count mad. اتخذوني, here خا is heavy. ذو is two count mad. ني is two count mad. وأمي, and then here إلى هيني, لا is a two count mad. هيني, this is going to be a مدلين. This is مدما, one and a half count. You see that there is the فتحة followed by ياء with a سكون. So there is going to be that gentleness, that ease as we go from the فتحة to the سكون. إلى هيني, من دون الله. Name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has كسرة. And then we are stopping here. So when we stop on letter with a سكون, we do want to make sure that we give it its proper صفات. Here we have ها with سكون. So we are going to make sure to give it some همس. Make sure there is some air coming. This is going to be closer from the chest. Dunilla. Make sure that you give it a very audible air so that that ha is not dropped. Otherwise, if you don't give it that air, it will sound like min dunilla. No, you don't hear that ha at all. So make sure that if you are stopping here, you give it sukoon with hams. Dunilla. Give it a little bit of ha, and this is going to come closer from the chest. Qala, qaf here is heavy. This is also a two count mad. Subhanaka, ba is going to have qalqala here. You can write a little q underneath. It is a letter of qalqala from Qutb Jad. Hanaka, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. This is a two count mad. Man, this is a two count mad. Yakunu, yaku is going to be a two count mad. Li'an. This is a four-count med. It is med ja'iz munfasil. The med and the hamza are in two separate words. This is a four-count med. You can write a little four underneath if you like. An akula. Qaf here is going to be heavy. Akula. This is a two-count med. Ma, two-count med. Laysa. This is medlin. Lay, one and a half. Maddamma. Li, two-count med. Bihaq. And then here I am stopping, so I am going to give this heavy qaf a little bit of Qalqala, it is a letter of Qutb Jad, so make sure that you do give it a little bit of that bounce. Bihaq. In kuntu qultuhu. Here, qaf is going to be heavy. Hu, this is a two-count med. This is med sila sughra. So we see that there is the ha dhamir. It has a dhamma on top, and the next letter has a haraka as well. So this is med sila sughra. It is a two-count med. Faqad, qaf is going to be heavy. Dal has qalqala. Alimta. Here, again, we are stopping, so I am going to give that ha a little bit of hams. Give it some air close to the chest. Alimta. And if you are not stopping, then it is a two-count madsila sughra. Ta'alamu ayn is going to have tawassut from the middle of the throat. Ma, two-count mad. Fi, two-count mad. Nafsi, two-count mad. Wala a'alamu, this is a four-count mad ja'iz munfasil. A'alamu ayn has tawassut from the middle of the throat. Ma, two-count. Fi, two-count. Nafsik. Here, gaf is going to have a little bit of hams as well. Give it some air and make sure that that gaf is not dropped just because it has sukoon. Nafsik. So give it a little bit of air and make that gaf audible. Innaka anta allamul ghuyub. Allam, this is a two-count med. Ghuyub, ghain is heavy, and ba here is going to end on a qalqala. You can do either a two or four or six count med here at the end. This is mad arid lissukun. This is totally up to you, whatever one you would like to do. I usually do four. So I will do four count med, but you can do two, four, or six. Ma, next ayah, this is a two count med. Qultu, qaf is heavy. Lahum illa ma amartani. This is a four count. Mad ja'iz munfasil. Amartani, ra here is going to be heavy. Amartani, two count med. Bihi ani'budu. This is going to be madsila kubra. We see the ha dhamir. And then the letter after, there is that small ya with a med sign. So this is a four count med. Ani'abudullah, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Name of Allah here is heavy. Rabbi, ra here is heavy in this case. Wa rabbakum, ra in this case is also heavy. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ عَيْنِ is going to be from the middle of the throat. شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. Meme in this case is going to have تَوَسُّط, so make sure you rest on this for a little bit. فَلَمَّا to count مَدْ تَوَفَّيْتَنِي, this is going to be مَدْلِين. مَدَّمَّا, one and a half. And then here in ni, this is a two count مَدْ. كُنْتَ, here anta raqib, ra is going to be heavy. Qaf is going to be heavy. Alayhim, wa anta ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Here we are going to end on dal with a qalqala, and it will also have a little bit of that bounce. It is part of Qutb Jad. إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك. عبادك كاف is again going to have هم, so make sure that you give it a little bit of air after you have stopped. We don't want to make this letter disappear just because it has سكون. عبادك, make sure it's very obvious. وإن تغفر لهم, غين is going to be heavy, rest on غين. فير, را is also, in this case, it is going to be light, but we are going to make sure to rest on this as well. It has توسط. وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Then here, عزيز, عين from the middle of the throat, حكيم also from the middle of the throat, and then we end here on a 2, 4, or 6 count مد. مد عرض للسكون. قال الله, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. The letter before has a فتحة. هذا, ها is 2 count, ذا is 2 count. يوم, this is going to be مدلين, مد ما 1.5. ينفع الصادقين, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. صادقين, صا is heavy, قاف is going to be heavy as well. Sa is a 2 count heavy med. Qi is a 2 count med. Sidquhum, sad is going to be heavy. Dal is light and qaf is heavy. Okay, so H you can write under sad. Dal is light, so you can put L, and then qaf is heavy, you can put H. So heavy, light, heavy. So we are going to make sure dal does not become heavy. We are not going to say sidquhum, sidquhum. Now dal here has also become heavy. So make sure صاد is heavy and دال is light. صد, صد. صاد is heavy, دال is light. دال also has قلقلة. It is part of قطب جد. So give it a little bit of that bounce. And then قاف again is going to be heavy. لهم جنات. This is going to be a 2 count med on نا. And then تجري. جيم is going to have قلقلة. It has bounce because it is part of قطب جد. ري. This is going to be a light را. It has كسرة. 2 count med. من تحتها. ها is going to be from the middle of the throat. And the second ها is from the lower throat. This is a 2 count med. الأنهار, نون has توسط, so rest on نون. ها is a 2 count مد. رو in this case is going to be heavy. خالدين, خا is going to be heavy. D is going to be a 2 count مد. في is a 2 count مد. ها أبدا, this is a 4 count مد. This is مد جائز منفصل. The مد and the همزة are in 2 separate words. أبدا, because I am stopping here, I am going to make this a 2 count مد العواد. This means whenever you have فتحتين, you have 2 فتحز, then if you stop there, you will make it a 2 count مد. If you continue, you will recite as a تنوين. So if I continue, if I do not decide to stop here, I will say خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله. So I am not stopping here. I will read this as فتحتين. But if I am stopping, I will make this a مد العواد. I will make this a 2 count مد. فيها أبدا. 2 count مد فتحتين. And then I did stop here, so I will do that. If you are not stopping, then you will just read this like normal and continue with the next letter. رضي الله, را is going to be heavy. In this case, it has فتحة. ضاد is a permanently heavy letter. Allah, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. عنهم ورضوا عن, را is going to be heavy. ضاد is heavy. عنه, this is going to have توسط. ذلك الفوز العظيم. ضاء here is going to be heavy. And then we end here on 2, 4, or 6 count مد. ميم has توسط. Last ayah, لله, name of Allah here is going to be light. لام has كسرة. So this is light name of Allah. ملك السماوات. ما is 2 count مد. وا is 2 count مد. والأرض. را here is going to be heavy. ضاد in this case is heavy as well. وما فيهن. وما 2 count مد. في 2 count مد. هن. نون has شدة. This is going to have غنة. So make sure that you do give proper غنة to this نون. فيهن. And if you do stop, make sure that you extend that غنة for a little bit to indicate that there was a شدة there. وَهُوَ عَلَى, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. عَلَى, 2 count مَد. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And then here, شَيْء, this is مَدْلِين. مَدًّا مَا, 1.5. شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. قَاف is going to be heavy. And then دِير, رَا in this case is heavy. And then we end on a 2, 4, or 6 count. مَدْ عَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. So alhamdulillah, that is the end of our lesson and also the end of the surah. Alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah, we were able to complete one more surah, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, may Allah allow us to retain whatever it is that we have learned. May He allow us to act on what it is that we have learned as well. And may He allow us to become amongst the people of the Quran who have completed the Quran with the translation and the meaning, and become people who recite the Quran often and also act on the Quran. Inshallah, may Allah make us amongst these people. Jazakallah khairan kathiran. Inshallah, we will stop here for today. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته